This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. I have been doing this weekly broadcast since 2013, and until today, I have never done a program about a lawn and farm implement. Today, I will be discussing how this program is like a broadcast seed spreader. You push this wheeled machine that holds seed across your lawn to spread grass seed, or the larger version that farmers tow behind a tractor that spreads grain seed across a wide area of farmland. In much the same way, this broadcast spreads the seed of the gospel message of Jesus Christ across many lands, many nations, so that everyone listening may have the opportunity to receive salvation through the implanted seed of the gospel message. So today, I will take a parable of Jesus and give it a modern technology explanation. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website. Again, visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. A broadcast seeder, alternately called a broadcaster, broadcast spreader, or centrifugal fertilizer spreader, as it is known in Europe, is a farm implement commonly used for spreading seed, lime, fertilizer, and is an alternative to spreading seed by hand throwing. In another sense of the term, I am spreading the seed of the gospel by radio and the internet, as Jesus told all his disciples to spread his message by any means throughout the world. Acts 1:8 says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the farthest parts of the earth." Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 23 recounts the parable Jesus told about spreading seed. "On that day after Jesus went out of the house, he sat by the lake, and such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat to sit, while the whole crowd stood on the shore. He told them many things in parables, saying, 'Listen, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil. They sprang up quickly because the soil was not deep. When the sun came up, they were scorched, and because they did not have sufficient root, they withered. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and they grew up and choked them. But other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100 times as much, some 60 and some 30. The one who has ears had better listen.' Then the disciples came to him and asked, 'Why do you speak to them in parables?' He replied, 'You have been given the opportunity to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but they have not. For whoever has been given more will have an abundance, but whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him. For this reason I speak to them in parables. Although they see, they do not see, and although they hear, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And concerning them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, You will listen carefully, yet will never understand. You will look closely, yet will never comprehend. For the heart of this people has become dull. They are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so that they would not see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But your eyes are blessed because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. So listen now to the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one, Satan, the devil, comes and snatches what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed sown on rocky ground is the person who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, but he has no root in himself and does not endure. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, immediately he falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the person who hears the word, but worldly cares and the seductiveness of wealth choke the word, so it produces nothing. But as for the seed sown on good soil, this is the person who hears the word and understands. He bears fruit, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Okay, now that was Matthew's version of the story. Now here is the way the gospel writer Luke recounts this same parable of Jesus in Luke 8:4-15. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from one town after another, he spoke to them in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled on, and the wild birds devoured it. Other seed fell on rock, and when it came up, it withered, because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and they grew up with it and choked it. But other seed fell on good soil and grew, and it produced 100 times as much grain. As he said this, he called out, "The one who has ears to hear had better listen." Now, the parable means this. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in a time of testing, they fall away. As for the seed that fell among thorns, these are the ones who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the worries and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. But as for the seed that landed on good soil, these are the ones who, after hearing the word, cling to it with an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with steadfast endurance. Now concerning a healing the apostles had done for a man, here is a portion of scripture from Acts 4:7-12, about how Jesus is the only way of salvation. After making Peter and John stand in their midst, they began to inquire, "By what power or by what name are you doing this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, replied, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today for a good deed done to this sick man, by what means this man was healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, this man stands before you healthy. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, that has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among people by which we must be saved." 1 Corinthians 3:5-9 talks about Christian workers who go out to sow the seed of the gospel message so that people may realize their sin, repent, and confess their sin to God and be saved eternally. Here is that Bible portion. Is Apollos so important? Is Paul so important? We are only servants of God who helped you believe. Each one of us did the work God gave us to do. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God is the one who made the seed to grow. So the one who plants is not important, and the one who waters is not important. Only God is important, because He is the one who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have the same purpose, and each one will be rewarded for his own work. We are workers together for God, and you are like a farm that belongs to God. The seed of the gospel is available to you right this instant. Take the word of God and the salvation of Jesus into your heart and life for all eternity, and do not let Satan take away the seed, or the attractions of this world lure you away from God. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to renew your heart as you confess your sins to God and promise God of your intention to walk as He wants you to walk, in obedience to the Bible. In Matthew 28:18-20, it says, Jesus came and told His disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, chapter 45 and verse 22. All you who live anywhere on the earth, turn to me and be saved. I am God. There is no other God.